At a mayoral forum last night, two more candidates entered the race for Charlotte mayor, and two other candidates didn't make it. WFAE's Nick Della Canal was there and brings us this report.
The plan had been for three Democrats and a Republican to get a seat at the table at last night's forum, but that's not what ended up happening. First, Republican City Councilman Kenny Smith said he wouldn't attend. Organizers said he was away on business. Then, hours before the forum was to start, Democrat Joel Ford canceled. He's a state senator and was being kept late in Raleigh as part of ongoing budget talks. Just as the two candidates dropped, two others announced they would join the forum as candidates. First, Democrat Lucille Puckett, a former member of the city's Housing Authority Board who lost her son to gun violence last year.
Families are losing their sons, their fathers, their families left and right, and it's time for something to be done.
Puckett said she finally made the decision to run as she was walking through the doors to the event that night. Her decision was so last minute, organizers with the Charlotte NAACP, which hosted the event, didn't even have time to print her a name card. Instead, they hastily wrote her one with a black Sharpie. The other new candidate was Democrat Constance Party Johnson, who formally announced her candidacy a mere 2 days prior. Johnson is the owner of a publication called City Political.
I'm running because I feel that there's a need for more compassion, more unity, a more understanding of what Charlotte needs to be unified and to build relations.
Both Puckett and Johnson are outsiders in the sense that neither has held public office before. Johnson has mounted unsuccessful campaigns for state senator, chair of the state Democratic Party, and a spot on Salisbury City Council. Puckett has previously run for Charlotte mayor and the Charlotte-Mecklenburg School Board, but she lost both races. Joining the two new candidates at the table were Mayor Pro Tem Vi Lyles and Mayor Jennifer Roberts. Over the course of the debate, the four candidates were asked a variety of questions, and they largely agreed with one another in opposing House Bill 2 and supporting raises for teachers. But they differed on other issues, such as whether or not Charlotte is a sanctuary city. Puckett answered first.
I don't consider Charlotte to be a sanctuary city. Charlotte is a sanctuary city. And you say, how would I support that?
Yes.
I would support that, and if a person is right, then they need protecting.
Puckett didn't elaborate on how she would determine who's a right or a wrong person. Lyles, meanwhile, gave a more nuanced response.
I always say when you're in these kinds of forums, your language really needs to be very precise, because sanctuary cities, it's not really defined anywhere. So we can't be something that we don't know what it is, actually.
She went on to say that the city needs to be a welcoming city without violating federal or state laws. It was a point that Roberts agrees with.
Our state has passed a law that prohibits Charlotte from being a sanctuary city. And if we claim ourselves to be such, they will levy a huge fine on us that will cost taxpayers. So we are not a sanctuary city, in case the legislature is listening. But we are a welcoming city.
Johnson similarly said she did not think the city was a sanctuary city, but her answer was muddled and confusing.
I would feel uncomfortable bringing immigrants into our city right now. We are a welcoming city of immigrants, but I see a huge influx of or immigration of people from India. And I believe that's due to a technological need for the city.
The event drew a diverse audience of about 100, with immigrants among those in the crowd. One is Charles Mendiza, who moved to North Carolina several years ago from Zimbabwe. He said he hadn't yet made up his mind, but so far Puckett was making the best impression on him.
I think Ms. Puckett, she had some passion. I think I identify with maybe some experiences, you know, economic hardships. I have the feeling she might be a person who's going to find solutions.
But it was Roberts and Lyles who most impressed Sandra Abraham, a Charlottean who works in the banking industry.
You know, I was surprised by some of the candidates, but I think both Jennifer Roberts and by Lyles were definitely the standouts. I don't really feel like there's much else competition that I've seen this evening. based on not just where they stand on the issues, but their preparedness to be mayor.
With the addition of Johnson and Puckett, five Democrats now face each other in the upcoming September 12th primary, and the winner will likely face Kenny Smith, who so far is the only Republican candidate. For WFAE News, I'm Nick Della Canal in Charlotte.